Man, I can call it anything right now.
Chat right now. Drop ones if Sage Ben had this goatee. I swear to you, this nigga did not have this goatee. He woke up with a goatee. He did not have this.
You think since Sunday? You think since Sunday he grew a goatee?
A whole goatee. I'm convinced.
Ben had these, bro.
I'm literally about to go back and check like five old episodes. I never noticed this nigga.
He looks the same.
He looks the exact.
I didn't say he looks. I didn't say he looked different. All I said was, when did this nigga get a goatee? That's all I asked.
Oh my god! All right, let me know when you lie. We live.
We are live.
Been live
on YouTube streaming. Oh my god! I don't know. You fall for this every single week. Hey, welcome back to the best part of our weeks. Well, let's keep it a buck podcast, the only podcast where we constantly put down pesticides, rat traps, peanut butter, because we are trying to get rid of snakes and rats every single day. Okay.
What do you mean by that?
I'm letting you know. I'm not gonna lie. 6ix9ine is no longer the biggest informant I know. That's all I gotta say.
Look at Sage's face. Sage is so confused.
This Sage is literally Sage.
What do you mean by that?
Sage, I'm letting you know. Just watch what you say, especially if it's in text. You know what I'm saying? Man. Don't let nobody know. Keep it in an
extremely private group chat with just us and paid members.
Oh man!
Hell, less than paid members, paid employees.
I'm gonna say paid employees out here dropping a dime on a company. Crazy.
Loose, it's Clay Allen, guys. Loose lips sink ships, and we are the Titanic, apparently. With that being said, man, welcome back to another episode of the Let's Keep It a Buck podcast. Shout out to everybody here. If you're listening to this right now, and there's not a like on your computer screen from YouTube, you're the problem. You're the problem. If you are listening to this right now or watching this on the live stream and you're not a member, you're the problem. If you are watching this and you are not a subscriber, the subscription is free. You are the problem. So if you're new to this and you're true to this, go ahead and become a member, subscribe to the channel, leave a like, share, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Do all that. We're trying to grow. The community is ever growing, but it needs your help. I'm not going to lie to you. We have a TikTok, we have an Instagram, we have Twitter. Follow us on all those platforms. If you're listening to us on Spotify, and we weren't in your year-end wrap-up, you're probably an informant as well. Okay, you're a horrible person, and you need to go to jail. But if you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts, where there are no year-end wrap-ups, but it's still just a better platform, we appreciate you because we get 5-star reviews. Let me tell you something. Noti Gang Scully says, soon to be Omar's only editor. Oh, shit. Zoinks, you sleeping. I ain't gonna lie. Soon to be Omar's only editor. We need some IRL content from Let's Keep It a Buck. Not gonna lie. I agree. Noti Gang Scully, I agree. Is that Taz? Says Teddy Sage, appreciate y'all boys for real, man. Y'all make my classes bearable. But the real thing I need to know is who y'all think better, Music Soulchild or D'Angelo? If you don't know who they are, you need to be fixed, or you need to fix that.
Music Soulchild.
He listens to us in class.
Music Soulchild, easily.
Music Soulchild is.
D'Angelo is known for being almost naked on camera. That's what I mean.
There's only one D'Angelo on my mind. It's D'Angelo,
and that's working. D'Angelo Alex. Oh.
I think this is the last one. KTS Mari says, you got some dick riders. I ain't gonna lie. Says Sage solos. That's all they said. That is,
hey man, part-time content creator.
Part-time content creator. You feel crazy. But listen, man, I'm here with my lovers and friends. Sage, how you doing today?
I'm good. Almost died like 20 minutes ago. That's why I'm like just off waking up. Yeah. Like, tell them if you ever get some shit at Hibachi, tell them niggas make sure that shit clean, bro. That's all I'm going to say. I'm dead ass on.
Nigga almost died on the toilet. That's tough.
But no, not on the toilet, bro. Like, I got a shellfish allergy. I ain't going to bullshit you. Yeah. And there weren't no shit in my shit, but that nigga must have just cooked some shit because that was fucked up. Yeah, I'm
that's crazy. What'd you get?
Bro, I just got my typical chicken fried rice with the vegetables and shit. And I don't know. I was biting that shit. I was like, tongue itch. Pause. I was like, I'm fucking tongue itch. What the fuck?
I know exactly what you have. The same allergy.
Next thing I knew, my lip right here. I wasn't going to do the pod because my lip was big as shit right here. So I was like, I text Bezos. I was like, fool, let me go to sleep. Because if this shit ain't straight, it's up for me. But obviously, I'm fine. So. Yeah.
Nigga was about to die and just hit pause. I thought that was crazy. But did you
rather die than be?
And yeah, I tell them every time. Yeah, I tell them every time.
Did you know you were allergic to seafood before this or?
Yeah, 100%. Okay. I'm always able to get shit like Quickway or whatever. Just be like, yo, don't cook my shit right next to an order with shrimp. I guess some niggas ain't listen. So,
you said fuck your order.
Yeah, what I say. I don't know.
Bezos, how you doing today?
Doing good, man. Doing good. It's another day.
Need some water.
Damo, how you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing good, man. What's that 121 Savage song? What's it called? Snitches and Rats, right?
Ah, man,
crazy day, crazy day.
That's just I don't know.
Let me show somebody super chats before we move on. Before the stream even started, Damo birthed the worst sidekick ever. Seriously, if you know, you know. Listen, you have to be in the members only Discord for that. Listen, we've been promoting the group chat the last 2 months. It is actually full now. Like, we found out the cap was 75. Twitter, fix your FAQs. It's not 50, it's 75. So we're forced to use Discord now, and we've been kicking it, man. We had a big ass like group FaceTime yesterday, essentially. And a lot happened from that group FaceTime. And
the way you say that is so inappropriate. I just
where does the snitch?
Wow. Oh,
it cleans it up with that. I love it.
I didn't even want to just out it, but I mean, okay.
Let me read a couple more. Where's your blunt at? I'm smoking by myself, Damo.
Oh, shit.
My fault, OG.
Twin dead ass had the blunt. Shit. When the album dropping, and can I be a feature? Whose album?
Yeah, I'm about to say, what combo did I miss? It was gone for literally a minute.
I missed him too.
Oh, they talking about the Damo tape, bro.
We're not. First of all, let me tell you, Clinton Jacobs, you don't get to command.
I guess he does. I guess he does.
Listen,
I guess he does. Ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun. I guess he does.
Listen, got the MVPs on the screen. Shout out to the MVPs. Got the superstars in the chat. Got the all-stars spamming up some emotes. Let's get right into business, bro. You know we got to start basketball. Klay Thompson has returned, not officially, but has returned. He's been assigned to the G League Santa Cruz. Him and James Wiseman are down there playing. And there was some reports today that he tied the scrimmage with a go-ahead three. I don't know. But listen, I'm tying that all into last night's game. Sage, you weren't on that stream, but it was a fantastical stream because Curry is capable of having a bad game. We found that out last night. And he needs Klay Thompson. So first and foremost, what do we have? What do we predict the Warriors will be when Klay Thompson returns? What do we predict they'll be?
A championship contender. They're a championship contender right now. So, I mean, on the low end, he's a shooter off the bench. On the high end, I mean, he's Klay Thompson.
Even with the liability stuff?
Even with the liability stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
I would say a healthy Warriors team to me, and it's going to be crazy, so bear with me. If Klay Thompson is 80% of what we want him to be and what we expected and what he was before he got injured, and if James Wiseman takes any steps above what he was his rookie year, they're a super team.
Super team? Well, I don't – why a super team?
Yeah, nah.
I don't know.
No. I don't understand.
Off the vibes. This is the vibes is there.
Pure vibes. Nah, honestly, because of how good they are right now with just Steph, and I'm also a person that believe that 72 and 72 and 9, The 72-9 Warriors team. 73-9 Warriors team was a super team. I'm one like a minority of people that thinks that, because a lot of people apparently don't think that. I just think you're a super team depending on how like dominant you are. And as of right now, they're 18-3. Obviously, early 1/4 of the season and early sample size, as we've seen. If Curry plays like shit, it's all over. But once Klay comes back, if Jordan Poole continues to be big pool party, if James Wiseman can actually stretch the floor and provide rim protection, I think that team, that they're going to be the most dominant team in the NBA. And if you're the most dominant team in the NBA, you have the MVP candidate, you have this level of just greatness about you, I have no problem calling you a super team. I'm personally very loose with the term super team. Super teams are just a season-by-season basis, and I think you're a super team based off the landscape of the league and how good everyone else is doing, and you compare it to them.
I'll say this. I don't – from what I saw last night, I guess that makes them a super team. I don't – I wouldn't have them as, like, the best team. Maybe once Klay comes back, I got to see what Wiseman does. But the way that the Suns were flying around defensively last night, Chris Paul could still do his thing. They could score. Everybody was participating. And this is with Devin Booker going out. I ain't gonna lie. The West is in for a hard time. The West is in for a hard time. No cap. Sage, go ahead. You look like you had something to say.
Oh, no. I was talking to my fucking dog. But, shit. What the fuck? Oh, yeah. My fault. That shit just distracted me. Klay Thompson coming back. My hot take is that Klay's going to come back 100%. I've been saying that since he got injured the second time, not the first time. What the fuck? But since he got hurt the second time, I said, oh, yeah. I mean, it's been a long time, but trust. I don't know why. I just feel he's going to come back 100%. When they come back, although I wouldn't consider them a super team, they will be very formidable. Like I'm saying, when people were calling the Lakers a super team, saying they had it, I said, nah, bro, Golden State's going to be legit, and the Suns are going to be legit. It's crazy. Look at the teams we're talking about today. I just watched the game today, and the one thing that concerns me about Golden State is that the Suns didn't give a fuck about Curry like how most teams give a fuck about Curry. And it's not just because Curry had a bad game. All that gravity shit that y'all are used to, Suns ain't give a fuck about none of that shit. Whether it was Landry Shamet, Cam Johnson, Jay Crowder, and especially Mikal Bridges, they guarded that man like a typical nigga. They just said, we're going to play great defense on everybody, obviously up the ante on Steph Curry, but we're not doubling Curry at 35 out. We're not going to double Curry every time he catches the ball. Every time Curry sets a screen, that's a 6'3 light skin and Under Armour setting the screen. So we're going to stay right the fuck with him. Like, they didn't give a fuck about who Stephen Curry was. Now, they paid defensive attention to him at sensitive Curry fans, but they didn't give a fuck about that nigga for real. And that's the one concern, because they do have Chris Paul. They do have Mikal Bridges. Yaiton is swatting 35-foot jump shots and shit. They do have the players to guard Steph Curry. So if they are potentially able to go toe-to-toe with that team, that's a big concern. But other than that,
he's Jalen Suggs with more experience.
Right. Jesus Christ.
That's not crazy.
Let me read the super chat. By that logic, wouldn't the 2016 Warriors be considered a super team?
That. I said that.
Yeah, he said that.
Nelly?
I'm in the minority of people that believe the 2016 Warriors were a super team. A lot of people don't think they were. Me too. And you know what's crazy? For that game to be that close, Sage, with the performance that Curry had, how great the Suns were without Devin Booker, it just leads me to think Jordan Poole dropped, what, 28, was it? Like, Jordan Poole was the only guy to be, like,
Yeah, like, crazy 16 scoring. In the first quarter.
Yeah. Jordan Poole was the scoring guy this game. So, for me, it just feels like one of those situations where just a year or two ago with Steph, when they were pitiful, Klay was hurt, KD just left, they weren't – shit, it was just Curry putting up numbers. It was just that situation. One nigga was only able to score, and it wasn't really that impactful. They lost. If they have Klay there and Klay's giving you 18, he was a guy to give you 18 there, they win that game.
Oh, yeah. It's not nightmares for them niggas. As you brought up, I was going to let y'all converse. But nah, the fact that the game was close really shows you that the Golden State Warriors and the Phoenix Suns are at worst two of the top five best defensive teams in basketball. Like, that defense was insane, top to bottom. The only person that looked truly unguardable the whole time was Chris Paul and Cam Johnson. Because Cam Johnson, I don't remember Cam Johnson missing. When I looked at the stats, I was like, he fucking missed, okay? And then Chris Paul, again, shows that if he wanted to go out there, average 30, he could just get some mismatch or whatever. But outside of that, Mikal Bridges is out here ripping people after they catch the ball on post-up plays. I didn't even know how he did that. Curry's in the lanes. The amount of out-of-bounds passes forced were ridiculous. The off-ball defense was crazy, too. Those two teams are something special. Trust.
Last night, I was reminded just – because you don't see it that often because he is extremely consistent. That's why he has so many, like, 50, 40, 90 seasons. But Curry stinkers are – so bad. They're just so bad. I know every superstar has their stinkers, but compared to everyone else, because Curry's still going to take those, you know, 18 shots, like, every time. But when he's going, like, 2 for 18, 3 for 18, it's happened twice in the finals before, and it just looks ridiculously bad. It's because when you go back and watch those really bad games, he's taking these crazy-ass, in a vacuum, just bad shots, right? And they're just not falling that night. So, I mean, he's human. He's human.
No, I was told he couldn't have a bad game, though. So, but I think that's what we experienced last night. A lot of shot chucking. I heard some blaming of teammates and stuff like that as far as they weren't making shots or they were too timid or whatever the case may be. Clay is going to open it up for them. He definitely is. Oh, shit.
Clay is 25 gonna, yeah. PlayStation points.
I did think that said PSN.
This thing says, I'm a medical student in Poland, and no one here loves the NBA the way we do. Spurs fans, why do you all think that Lonnie and Keldon have stagnated? I don't. That's one of the weirdest questions I've ever asked.
I'm not a Spurs fan.
I got you. One, thank Poppy's you for watched. Your Planet Fitness credits, I guess. That's cool. And I would say for anything, Keldon, I did expect Keldon to have a big increase, especially with the summer he had with Team USA. It just hasn't panned out. You've seen a big step with DeJounte Murray. DeJounte Murray is the only player to really take that elite step up. Lonnie Walker's just plateaued. I feel like his game will come along. I got to wait till the end of the season to see more about Lonnie. I'm not going to give up on him yet. But Keldon's just not been what we were sold, told, and what we expected from him coming out of this summer.
First of all, I don't know what you expected out of them, twin, to ask that question.
Yeah, I'm not. I wasn't too high on Keldon all for it.
I wasn't too high on like Lonnie Walker either. DeJounte Murray and Derrick White.
Derrick White. New peaked early. DeJounte had potential, and you
sure. Don't know what you were expecting. Pop is washed. The organization is washed, bro. It's time for a reset.
The Spurs are a team that I just like. I know they exist, and I'm a pay attention when I need to. Which is like, cool, they're playing basketball.
How many more years, be honest, and I don't want to pivot completely away from the Suns. How many more years of this, like, same level of play does Pop get as, like, a pass for the championships that he's won?
You want the truth or you want me to lie to you? The answer is until he wants to leave. But preferably, like, next season, tomorrow. But, nah, whenever Pop want to leave, he going to leave. This is what happens when you invest so much into one person in any franchise. I don't give a fuck. The fact that Pop is essentially the GM and the coach, just nuts.
Yeah, I don't understand why he can't do what Brad Stevens just did. Now, to be honest with you, I wouldn't want him as the GM either.
I definitely don't want him as GM.
Yeah, it's time to get a whole new lifeline up in there and just, you know, get some new talent, new blood, try something different. But he needs to move up and then let another coach come in, bro, and just do what you do, because he's just
change the culture. Like, it's time, bro. It's literally been 20 years.
I don't even know what the culture is.
Yeah, it's been the Spurs. It's been like the knockoff ass Patriot way, but the Spurs way.
Yeah,
20, bro. It's fine. Like Bill Belichick and Pop. I fuck with Pop. Me, not no fucking Bill. Just move on, bro. Just move on.
But anyway, Suns Warriors. So Suns tie franchise record with 17 wins in a row. They are 18-3, so, along with the Warriors, though, but at the top of the Western Conference. This was the first time this year that the Warriors didn't score 100 points or more. But I guess that's the way we feel about them. They're still going to be a top team. Klay Thompson back is definitely going to boost them. But Suns, man, Suns are a real deal threat in the West. But who's that third team? Who's that third team for y'all out of the West?
Real quick, I just remembered to start the season when the Suns started 1-3. They're like, yeah, nah, fluky season, fluky 2021 season. And for them to just stray off like 17 straight games is fucking hilarious.
Man, I got killed. I did a Twitch stream, ended up uploading the highlights. I got killed for saying they were contenders. I was like, bro, they just made the finals. They were like, nah, they would have lost. I said, bro, they just made the finals. I don't care what you believe would happen. They just made the finals. Very briefly, it was actually a bit on how long I've been talking about, yo, the Suns are like 8-0, 10-0, 12-0, 15-0. 17-0, and I would always finish that sentence with, and no one's talking about it. The fact they did that shit is crazy. The third team, I mean, damn, it hurt because the Nuggets ain't never going to do that if they not healthy. I'm not a believer in the Utah way. I know Utah's that team everybody brings up. Can't do it.
It's got to be Utah though. I ain't gonna hold you.
I think it's still the Lakers.
Can't do it. Yeah, I probably pick us. I probably say if we get our shit together, it'd probably be us.
And bench us.
Okay, so if oh my god, if y'all don't get y'all shit together, whatever that means, it is the
it's them two right now, 100%.
No, I'm saying the third team though. Like,
oh, not us. If damn shit,
y'all think the Nuggets are out of the equation, like fully
in terms of contending?
As of right now, yeah. I mean, looking at the standings.
I mean, not as of right now. I'm talking about MPJ's out for the season. Jamal Murray, I don't really know.
You take him out.
Yeah, that's just being too nice at that
point. Is the West weak?
No.
It might be. I ain't gonna lie.
The West is just unhealthy.
Yeah, I mean, look at the East, though. They have the Nets. I don't know when Kyrie's coming back, but they're still looking pretty nice. The Heat.
Because they're in the East.
The Heat are really, really good team. The Bulls are a really good team. The Bucks, they've won 7 straight.
You're a fraud. You just skipped the Wizards.
Yeah, no, I did that for a reason. Yeah.
Thank you. Oh yeah. Thank you. Yeah, try to tell niggas
haters.
Man, yeah. that one podcast we did.
Kuz was 4th seed, nigga. 4th seed Kuz.
A Kuzma-led team. I haven't heard anything about Bradley Beal. Haven't heard anything about Bradley Beal this season.
Because he's not. He hasn't been that good.
Montrez has actually been that guy on that team.
I ain't gonna lie.
You watch basketball.
Yeah. If I had that Trez, I wouldn't have been mad last year. I ain't had that fucking Trez. I don't know where this Trez came from.
He really cut his day ones off for the win.
Kuzma is up 0.5 points per game from last season, bro.
Hey, it ain't about that. It's about the impact, all right? The impact of Kuzma.
Now it's impact.
His efficiency is down literally of Kuzmania.
Because he's doing more. Kuz playing defense. Kuz getting boards. Kuz doing it all.
Like, the Kuzmania,
no, we don't have to argue with them. Like, the positioning says everything they need to say.
I'm just saying,
what you gonna do?
Then why is their offense and defense better when he's off the court?
I don't know.
Hey, man. Right, hey, listen, I ain't gonna hold you. Looking at the standings, because I ain't about to sit here and argue with y'all about Kuz. I'm above that. That is beneath me to argue about Kuz right now. That's beneath me. But looking at the standings out West, it's crazy to say fuck the damn, like, fuck the Jazz.
I hate this nigga, because the Jazz. I hate this nigga, Mo.
Just the way you try to brush it off.
I'm saying,
dumb.
Bro, shut the fuck up. I hate this nigga,
that
bro.
Shit is beneath me.
I didn't want to argue about it. That's why I skipped.
Right now, the West is open wider than my ex when I was at my grandpa's funeral. I don't get
what
the
does that mean? What is where did the grandpa's funeral yeah, come
I don't
from?
Understand.
He could have just said, right now, the West is more open than my ex. And that's he could have just left it at that.
Be still, don't talk about white women like that, bro. I know that's all right. Okay.
All right.
But yeah, what were you saying about looking at the West, Domo?
How the fuck did we know she was white? What the fuck?
Looking at the West, saying. I feel Sage. I don't really trust the Jazz. I never trust the Jazz. Fuck Bogey Biyombo, in my opinion. So, But they are third seed. They 14 wins. They have an actual gap out of everybody else in the West. The Lakers, we're hoping we get, when we get healthy, everything is right. Bron's obviously going to miss games, but assuming everyone's healthy, it'll be us. But without everybody being healthy, you take the Jazz out the equation, take us out the equation. Lamian's trash. I would personally say, oh, wait, how long is Ja out?
Oh, ain't it a minute? It's a minute, I think.
I thought it was one to two months.
1-2 yeah. months, so take
the. That's what I thought. Out. I could be wrong.
Am I going to be a traitor and rock with the Clippers? MVPG?
To threaten them. That's what I'm saying. We being too nice.
I mean, look at this. Do you trust the Mavericks?
That's what I'm saying. The West is hurt. It's not that they necessarily trash. The West is like literally hurt. The Nuggets were one of the contenders. They're nicked. The Lakers are literally hurt right now. The Clippers, the team you're bringing up, Kawhi Leonard's not on it.
But with Kawhi being hurt, the Clippers still like a great team, and they still have that guy. Paul George is a number one right now. Paul George
is number one. That's fine. And Curry is a him. And D-Book
and Curry's number two. And they're one. So, I mean, listen, that's one, that's two. We're talking about three right now, and we know everybody's unhealthy. If you're going to tell me you're not worried about the Jazz, who you
giving? I ain't worried about the Clippers either. So
who you giving me?
Oh, y'all have to pick somebody. Jesus. I guess. It's so nasty because I don't believe it.
It is.
I'll pick.
I would have to pick us. I have to pick
the Lakers. After us, then I guess the Jazz, but I don't believe
it. The West is weak.
We'll come back. We beating around the bush. Just say the West is weak.
Bro. John Morant is hurt too.
The West is hurt.
You said Miami, Bam Adebayo.
And it's fine to call them the weak conference this year.
Okay. The West is weak. Weak West. Jeez. I'm with it. Weak West. There we go.
Y'all got it.
The weak West?
The weak West. We're back in the 80s, bro. Bron's playing in the weak West like magic. That's crazy.
I would say more than ever, it is close to even between East and West from top to bottom. But
I guess so. With that being said,
all right, let's stop beating around the bush. Is the NBA dry this week?
Yeah, the NBA is dry this week. We're stat padding. I ain't gonna lie to you. Saw that long ass carry. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm looking at the numbers, but we're looking at players or whatever. Yo, Davis Bertans is the biggest fucking thief in the world. I don't know if y'all know.
He's supposed to be a sniper.
Yo, he's shooting. he's shooting 22% from three this year.
I was talking about it today.
The year before, 39. Borderline 40 and 42. He got paid from a year where he shot 43. Yo, he is a thief. And 1 year where they let him put up 9 threes. Yo. Okay, I don't know. Let's keep scrolling.
Not after that last game y'all played,
Cleveland better than Atlanta.
Yeah. Why is a Cleveland fan talking?
I'm not saying the Steelers suck too. Like that whole y'all bunch of frauds over there. Joe Burrow's the best quarterback over there. That's crazy.
The Ravens get a bunch of Mickey Mouse Disney Channel ass fairy tale ass wins. The Bengals, we know what's up with them, but shout out Big Ma. The Steelers can't score for shit. And the Browns are just going brown.
That's crazy. Y'all turned into what's the division with the Giants, Cowboys?
The NFC East?
It's the same shit.
At least we're better though. Technically, this dealer
as of right now.
Yeah,
all y'all are just Lamar threw 5 picks. Was it Jesus Christ? Nah. Fuck it. That's what happens when you got running backs playing quarterback. People 5 picks.
Oh shit!
Oh wow!
Crazy. I call that nigga R.O. Jackson.
Kuz is dominating tonight. Holy shit.
Oh, you're saying that? It's sarcastic. It's sarcastic. I hear it in his voice.
Is he down?
5 points. Oh,
damn.
Anyway,
Are they winning?
They're winning.
Kuz leadership, bro. That's that championship leadership.
We were holding him back.
Kuz,
learned from us. Nah, he just the rest of the Laker greats that go on Randall, Thomas Bryant, Jordan Clarkson,
Randall.
They just learn from us.
That's a nasty ass. D'Lo
Russell.
Bro.
Stop. I don't know.
They move on, they get good, bro. They move on.
I ain't gonna lie.
Not D'Angelo Allen.
Hey, Damo. Can Kuzma have a bad game?
Can he? His gravity is crazy. Is he still topping rebounds right now? Hold on, let me see.
Can we just talk about that real quick? I don't think we've tackled that topic yet. Yo, Steph Curry can have a bad game, yo. It was proven last night. Arguably the worst game of his entire basketball career, if we want to count college at this point. No, he can actually have a bad game, bro, and cost you
No such thing as a player who can't have a bad game.
No such thing. Yeah. At least to the point where, like, it's just Steph Curry that can't have a bad game. If you want to say all the other star players out there are net positive when they're on the court, sure. Like, I guess. But no.
Yeah, it's just a matter of not sucking another man's dick. I'm not going to hold you. Like, hey, I fucks with Wardell, but holy hell, he can have a bad
game. I'm about to say, I don't even want to hit on Steph.
Like, that's my favorite player in basketball, but to say he can't have a bad game, especially when his gravity gets ignored, GG's.
GG's. Insane stat. Well, Bron, he got hit with that health and safety protocol, so he's going to miss a lot of time, minimum of 10 days. But LeBron has missed in his whole career, first 15 years, 71 games. And these last four seasons, first 15 years, he's missed 71 games. These last 4 years, he's missed 71 games and counting. The real conversation is LeBron a wash king? No cap.
He's injured.
Yeah, I didn't know that was serious. When he went quiet, I was like, oh, this is the topic.
Niggas is washed.
He's played high-level basketball for 25 years. So, I mean, I guess he had to take a seat at some point. But
Him getting COVID is taking a seat. He's washed, bro. It's Luca's time to shine. I don't know what to tell you. I
can't. He's washed. Okay.
The other thing I can say is Bron is not the I've been told niggas like accept it. He's not the Iron Man, you remember? But he's still great on the court, but he's not gonna give you more than 70 a season, probably for the rest of his career.
70 games?
Yeah. Probably not getting you 70 for the rest of his career.
Y'all think Steph is, because I think LeBron, he's on the decline at this point. Who's the new face of the NBA? I would say Steph right now. I ain't gonna lie. Steph.
In terms of box office or just overall, just who's the best player in the world?
No, not like on court type shit. Like, I'm talking about the face of the NBA.
Oh, yeah. It's probably either Curry, Giannis. It's either Curry.
I think it's clearly Curry.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. He's the face of the NBA.
They won't. It'll be a real struggle for them to let like a Euro.
It's hard for me to go clear, and I'll be the one guy going devil's advocate. Giannis did just win the Finals MVP. Giannis did just create the whole refresh people of defense, especially with the league rules prioritizing defense even further. Hell, dude showed y'all clutch numbers ain't all that because I can play clutch defense. Getting the shot going on.
Listen, I mean, even
I'm not mad
like
at y'all for
Duncan,
saying Curry, but I don't think he clears him.
Even when like Duncan won like in 2003, I wouldn't say he was the face of the NBA. Like it was still Shaq and Kobe.
I would even say
Iverson was more of a face of the NBA than Tim Duncan at that point. Yeah.
You gotta think about
Basketball,
basketball players that you wouldn't know even though you don't watch the sport. Like Stephen Curry's that guy. Stephen Curry, a lot of people can know Stephen Curry just because he's Stephen Curry.
If you're doing it like that, I mean, it do depend on. I think Giannis's fan base is underrated. I think Giannis has really, really, really strong fans and has more fans. I'll go Steph with y'all in that regard then. But yeah, all right, yeah, I'll just go Steph with y'all in that regard. But yeah, I think Giannis is gonna take that mantle.
Hey, real quick. I don't know what the fuck is going on. We haven't gotten too many super chats. It sounds like y'all don't want to talk to us.
That has to be a setup. You're not serious.
Sounds like y'all don't want to talk to us, bro.
We gotta talk about Kemba next.
I think he just wants us to slander Kemba because he's not serious.
I ain't gonna lie. Literally on these topics was this Knicks Tom Thibodeau take Kemba out of the rotation. Let me start by saying this. Some of these players that you're familiar with are old, like the names that you're familiar with, the ones that stand out, they're old. I don't know why everybody expects everybody to have 15-year life expectancies or whatever. So I felt like it was real weird news that they announced Kemba's taken out of the rotation. Same thing with Blake Griffin. I don't remember players being announced that we're taking them out of the rotation. I don't know. I don't know what that is.
It was going to be obvious, though. Yeah. It was going to be obvious. Like, Kemba Walker.
And I don't know. I don't know the situation either. I don't know if Tom Thibodeau was like, "Press, come here, come here. I got something to tell you. Is this is the mic right here? We're taking Kemba out." I don't know of any other time where they ever done that, though. Like, that's weird to me. Just do it.
I think the question is going to come up, though. Like, when you see Kemba Walker's not in the starting lineup, that's already going to be a question in and of itself. So you might as well go the next step and say, yeah, he's just out of the rotation for now. I mean,
that's a different situation. Like, the reactionary situation is like what I would think is the normal. The proactive, just to come out and announce, hey, yo, he's out of the starting lineup. What the fuck? No, he said, it's not KD. Sean said, Tibbs is wrong for that, to be honest. I think so, too. I don't know why he did that. I've never seen anybody do that until Steve Nash just one-upped him a couple of days later and was like, oh, yeah, Blake out that bitch, too. I ain't gonna hold you. Like, that nigga sucked, too. So I don't know. I've never seen that. But, yeah, these people can't last 15 years, y'all. Like, I don't know.
Kemba, yo. That's tough. The Kemba shit is tough, bro. Literally the first seven games, he was playing so good. We're talking about, like, 15 points a game, shooting 57% from three. And then over the next 11 games, he's doing, like, I think 28%. 28% from three, averaging, like, 9.5 points a game. So when you're shooting, like, sub 30% from the field and from three, and I guess you're shooting 80% from the line, and you're averaging 9, 3, and 3, that's such a big drop-off from what you were, like, two seasons ago. That's just insane. That's just insane.
Trae Young is the best player in the world.
Yeah, that's crazy. Oh, go ahead, Sage.
Oh, no, I said that nigga Bartholomew cut. It's crazy. I ain't gonna say. Go ahead.
I didn't realize he was playing so bad. I mean, I feel bad for him. I'd rather you just, I guess, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, take him out the lineup, I guess. I mean, I'm asking niggas to do it for Russ, but Russ ain't even playing bad. So, yeah, if a nigga's actually playing bad, definitely take that nigga out the lineup. And if you're playing good and you're winning, definitely take that nigga out the lineup. Trade him, release him, buy him out, whatever. Send him home. Send him wherever Isaiah Thomas is. I don't know.
Knicks fans swear I hate them because I didn't believe in Kemba. I'm not the biggest fan of Julius Randle. I swear I hate them. I think it's just like when Kemba got signed, I was like, their defense is either going to suck now or they just not going to like it. And he had a 9-game stretch. The first half, I don't know if you know, but he was fucking amazing. It's just the fact that it's on such low volume. Yeah, I see it. But he is weird. I didn't see Tibbs announce it. He is weird if he just comes up to the press and he's like, that's Kemba's not playing. That 100% PR matters. Yeah, that's fucking weird. But
I don't even understand, like I've never seen that happen when Josh Smith got taken out of a lineup where they just like, yeah, you know what? Press conference, Josh Smith is out of the lineup. I can truly never remember a situation like that. I don't know when they told Kemba, if they might have told him in private, but even if they told him in private and then they launched a press conference just to say it, I would still feel slighted as a player, no matter what happened, to be honest. I would just still feel slighted. Like, all right, my nigga, damn, now you rubbing it in my face now. You told me, and then you want to call a press conference to say it again? Like, you on my dick. You're my dick, heavy, bro.
Yeah, the person that should break that news is the commentator of the game, where he's like, huh, it's been a whole half and Kemba Walker didn't play.
Yeah.
That's who breaks that news. It's not. No, I agree 100%.
I will say it's mad funny seeing Knicks fans like suffer through what Celtics fans have to go through and get mad that, like, whenever Kemba plays trash, he just smiles through the game.
He does that shit.
The Knicks lose. He's like, ah, shit. Good game, y'all. Good game. We'll catch him next time.
He's a great team leader. He's a great leader.
Come great on, chemistry man. Guy. Great locker room guy, guys. Fuck.
Shit. I'm... No, my.
The Kings did it last year. Did it this year. Bagley, my bad.
Did they announce that, or was that like his dad or his uncle? Who was it, Domo? Was it Bagley's uncle or something like that?
It was his dad. I wanted to say they announced it and his dad was tripping, but his dad's been tripping since he got there. Like, I heard Kings fans saying, like, on locker room months ago, like, if people think LeVar Ball was a crazy dad, they need to hear stories about
De'Aaron Fox and Marvin Bagley's dads. Like, them dudes are fucking maniacs.
De'Aaron Fox? Oh, well, that's crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember when LeVar was going to De'Aaron, I was hearing stuff about what De'Aaron Fox's dad was saying. It just wasn't getting traction because, I mean, nigga, you ain't pop up until this nigga was in the league. Like,
let me just, I'm going to try to find it for 2 seconds to see if, what's it called? To see if it was announced in that order. But I don't know if it was, like, who deadass came out and verbally said, yo, Marvin Bagley was benched. Now, it says that the agent says this. Like, the agent, Marvin Bagley's agent is saying that he was benched. So that's different than the organization.
Yeah, that's different. That's
comes out and says, yo, you're benched. You know what I'm saying? That's a different situation.
Yeah, it's different.
I don't know. Listen, it's connect the dots time. Hey, Beastos, give me 2 words.
Snake and eat.
And eat. Okay.
Eat.
Well, listen, where I'm from, the trenches, a snake is another word for an informant. You see what I'm saying? Somebody who tells on you, who's really not having your best interest. You know, Adam and Eve, a snake. And what do snakes eat? They eat rats. Hold on, but I'm going to take it further because rat is another word for an informant. Somebody who tails. They squeal. They squeak to the pigs, the opposition, the composition. You see what I'm saying? And somebody who is as well a pig is Drake. And who is Drake? Wordu's favorite artist. So that's how we connect Snake and Wordu.
Hey, no, that was funny. That was funny. I give him that.
That's how we connect Snake.
That was funny.
And eat. Snake.
That's
eat
definitely Wordu. Not even for a TikTok. That's not for TikTok.
Yeah, that, imagine that's us just, making that's a TikTok clip
just to diss Wordu, bro. Like, motherfuckers watching that shit. Who the fuck is Wordu? Who is this? Who is this guy?
Cardiac, don't clip that. There's nothing you can do.
Please don't clip
that.
Please.
I just had to be done. What's it called? Jack Dorsey stepped down. I ain't gonna lie. This was the news of the week for me. Jack Dorsey stepped down as Twitter CEO. But that's not what I care about. It's the dude that he left in charge. It's a dude named Parag Agrarf. I'm probably butchering that last name. But the most important thing is Buddy is, and it's gonna sound crazy, I don't want to come off as like right-wing Omar. He is anti-free speech. He is against free speech, and he is definitely pro-censorship, pro-PC, pro all this stuff like this.
We need articles. That's a big statement.
I mean, there's quotes in here.
I've read Jack Dorsey's, like, I guess, I don't know what to call, like, his I'm leaving email or whatever. And he said that the board unanimously agreed that guy should be the next CEO. And he's been 10 toes down with that move as well. So Jack Dorsey is a free speech guy. And I'm assuming the company as a whole that's been led by him is a free speech company. I don't think they're just going to, appoint that guy that doesn't care about free speech. I don't think that's the case. And apparently he's been behind some of the biggest moves on Twitter the last couple of years. So
his quote was that the company wasn't going to be bound by the First Amendment. That's one of the quotes. But being bound to the First Amendment is like an attack on the idea of free speech. So saying that they're not just going to let stuff slide, saying, this was an act of free speech or whatever the case may be. And he has been misquoted this week about that Daily Show quote. But that thing about being bound to the free speech thing, it was very much elaborated in an interview. And I'm going to look for a little bit more. But why I say that is because this week, specifically on Twitter Spaces, there have been multiple rooms. I don't know if y'all have seen this. It was a white nationalist asking me anything room. Are there too many black women outside room?
Hosted by a white guy.
I mean, and honestly, everybody on stage were white people. What was the other one?
Let me just touch on that. I was in that space in and out. Blatantly racist. I ain't gonna lie. Blatantly racist. Was trying to have this big ass conversation with this big ass platform at that point. And whenever people would bring up that had opposing takes, they just cut him off every time. And it wasn't a conversation. It was dead ass. Just they're bringing people up to embarrass them, send them to the gulag. And the points were so easy to fucking tackle and go against. But they just weren't trying to have a conversation.
And then there was one more room about transgender people. And all of them were equally disgusting. The only thing that I will say is the room about the transgender people, dude was inviting people on stage. And then once they revealed that they were a part of the community, or even if they support the community, he would go on a tirade. He would mute everyone on stage, kick that person off, then go on a tirade and tell them to off themselves. But I don't know what we can say on YouTube, so I'm not saying his exact words.
What you said was just fine.
Yeah. But he was telling them, like, yo, you need to go off yourselves. Went down the mother doesn't love you rabbit hole and all this stuff like this. The videos on that one are just extra disgusting. But with this, with the new CEO at least saying that we're not going to be bound by freedom of or the First Amendment, do you guys think that this is going to affect specifically those Twitter spaces that we've been seeing pop up this week?
I would hope so.
Go ahead.
I was just saying, I would hope it does. I did hear about those rooms. I didn't hear about the white nationalist room. I heard about the dude talking about the transgender people. I joined that room. It was real, like, Kevin Samuels asked, like, I don't know. I made a comment about that in one of the group chats, and people were like, he said that Kevin Samuels stole his flow, or both of them have like the same respect for something along those lines, or something is he's in the same ballpark as Kevin Samuels. But the dude was just blatantly just like bringing people on stage just to kill them, just to straight up.
Oh, he's talking about the Tommy.
That guy.
He live streams on YouTube. He has a pretty big platform on YouTube.
That's not what you're talking about.
No. That's the dude. But if he has a platform on YouTube, I don't know what YouTube is doing. If he talks the same way he was talking in that space, and if he's not off,
he was multi streaming actually. Like I think specifically he was talking about like let's see the views, and he's saying on YouTube, dang, I got 3K on here, I got 2K. The only reason I know about him because I was looking at, you know, when we were making the switch, just, you know, looking at case studies, and he was one of the people that had a popping live stream.
Go ahead. He was nasty, though, Donald.
He was terrible. Dude was terrible. But, yeah, I was just saying I hope it does.
I don't think we'll see any changes immediately. Like, I don't think anything's going to happen in the next week because I read into the change a little bit more, and a big part of it is the fact that Jack Dorsey is going to be on board for the next 6 months, I believe. And they're going to make the transition pretty clean between, you know, the former CEO and the new CEO, to the point where on that last day, it's essentially the new guy that has control. Like, they wouldn't even notice it. So, yeah, I don't think anything's going to happen in the immediate future. And also, if stuff takes a left too much, I think Jack Dorsey still has the position to, you know, wave off the move or whatever.
Sage, I know you're a Twitter casual, but I'm under the assumption there's going to be some more moderation. Do you think that Twitter needs more moderation?
Disclaimer, don't know nothing about any of this. I ain't know what y'all talking about. But in terms of censorship on Twitter, I mean, a person like me, I'm all for the troll and shit. So when Twitter be Twitter, it'd be pretty funny. So I would lose entertainment if Twitter was more censored. But in terms of just like moral compass and the right thing to do is, yeah, of course, because Twitter will have flagrant porn on that joint. So Twitter will
oh, I know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't need to talk. Yeah, I don't need to talk.
Don't give me that look. Y'all put me on. Stop playing.
Y'all.
Not me.
Thick Daphne, man.
Whoa. I don't know who you're talking about, sir.
Go ahead, Sage. Go ahead.
Nah, it's not that much to say. In terms of common sense, though, Twitter has a lot. I don't need to describe all the things Twitter has that it could be censored. Twitter could 100% be censored, but like squirt space. but I mean, I don't know nothing about this situation. So
you know what's crazy? Someone in the chat said Jack Dorsey's. He's definitely not free speech. I already censored enough. Literally, I don't know any other platform where you can have a fucking squirt space aside from Twitter.
Yeah,
I think they might be like referencing like Facebook or whatever. But I will say this: Twitter's censorship is like so inconsistent, because whenever I'm in a space with even like somebody in our own community, and I tell them to like tweet something or tell them to show me something or something, and they say like I'm blocked or whatever. I'm like, you know, I'm banned or whatever for X amount of time. And I ask them, yo, okay, well, let me know what you said, because, you know, I want to avoid that. And the stuff that they tell me that they get banned for is like so slight, ever so slight. The stuff that Anwar got banned for that one time. Eli was banned earlier this week, and he told me what he was banned for. I think it was earlier this week, but it might have been late last week. Mm-hmm. Telling me what he got banned for at that point, and I was like, that's not like grounds for removal when there's literally like three white nationalists. Stop, Sean. When there's like three white nationalist Twitter spaces going on right now, a room that literally is titled, I sat in that space for all of 2 seconds, a room that was titled, "Are there too many black women outside?" And then a room where this dude is telling like people of the transgender community, you literally need to off yourself. Like, you need to off yourself right now. Like, that's what you need to do. I was sitting in that one room with the dude saying that it was too many black people outside. He was like, it was one of his guests that he had up there, another white male. He said, "Don't you think black people should have more shame of being like obese and outside?" Cause
yeah, he brought up that weird ass like 80% of black women are obese. I'm like, what?
And he said at least in my culture, and I'm a white American, at least in my culture, I was taught to be ashamed if I was like big and gross and stuff like that. So don't you feel like they should, like, it's their responsibility to like not be outside and be in? And I heard like part of the dude's response, but I did cut it off. I was like, I don't even understand how stuff like this is not just straight sniped right now. Like, what is Twitter doing? And I've seen some nasty tweets too. And it's like, what are you doing? So outside of even the like sexual content that Twitter keeps on its platform, that specific stuff, Nick Adams is dedicating his life now all of a sudden to just attacking LeBron James every single day. I just don't get it. I don't get it.
It's funny because every time he does, someone from our community posts that picture of him being in the squirter cream team space we were hosting.
Nah, that's a 4K moment.
I yeah, know. Yeah.
Like, this you? Fun, every time. Every time. This you? Moment. Crazy.
For whoever said that Twitter is very... hold on, PJ. I'm going to read that. For anybody that said that Twitter is very, you know, PC and censorship now, and Jack is against the first, I just wouldn't agree. I just would not agree. PJ says, if it's just a troll, then it's fine. But if it's just nothing but hate, telling people nothing but negativity, then it definitely needs to be moderated.
That's a hard statement, because, I don't know, negativity can be very subjective. Like, at the end of the day, like, to us, this is obvious, but, you know. You want to have a platform, because you can find stuff like this on every platform. So if Twitter just takes a left turn and doesn't allow it, out of all the platforms, because we just said Twitter gets away with a lot of shit. Like, you can go on Twitter and say a lot of shit compared to other platforms, at least. So
I don't know. Oh, damn, I forgot I had the topics in my hands. Little different news. Gatorade has signed first ever college athlete UConn star Paige Buchers. A multi-year deal under that NIL thing. And it's actually her second deal. It's actually her second deal right now. She'll join the marketing and community activations focused on driving impact for women's basketball. Yo, bro, let these women get out of college and fucking play basketball. All these fucking semantics and shit. You try to drop the bomb?
Yeah, it was too late.
Now drop it now. I mean, we're here now.
GG's. GG's.
Dang, fuck. I fucked it up.
We'll fuck with him a different day.
Yo, man. Fuck all this small check shit, bro. Because you know what's crazy? They haven't really been releasing these numbers on that NIL shit. And I'm very curious about that. I am very curious about this. I don't know about nobody else. No?
I mean,
yeah,
I do, but it's like that's something you just like don't disagree with. It's just like, I mean, yeah.
I just want to know if these deals
I'm just happy college athletes are getting endorsement deals in general.
I'm happy college athletes have different routes to take as well.
I wonder what's going on with that Barstool college sports thing. Because they had that like 2-day like craze of just, yo, I was signed to Barstool Sports, guys. Like, what happened with that? Are they actually getting paid? Like, I don't know. I don't know.
I think the other thing that's like very understated is like now Paige has another commitment on her plate on top of like playing college basketball and being a college athlete. And to me, I guess that's cool. That's a lot to ask for. But again, are these numbers small numbers? Are people asking people like, yo, do this for $5,000 or whatever the case may be? Or like what's going on? Like what's the real tea behind that?
That's definitely something I would like to know. I ain't going to try to count nobody's pockets, but I would hope that if they're doing all this promoting and all this glorifying her getting a deal, they're paying her handsomely at least. Don't get a girl a $5,000 check and do all this promo, make it seem like this is some amazing damn endorsement deal she's getting.
Yeah, that's my little two cents on this. Damn, we're 56 minutes in. We are really doing it today. I ain't gonna lie to you. Somebody, hey, super chat us some topics, y'all. I ain't gonna make it no better. I ain't gonna...
Yeah, not really.
He's so thirsty for super chat.
Yeah, that boy
y'all
is horny.
Spoiled him, chat. Y'all
this nigga's a whore. Y'all see what
I'm saying? I'm a super chat whore, bro.
You bred a thought.
Christmas,
he's a fucking whore.
Christmas
now. He's
is
a money
dead
chat.
Around the corner, bro. I don't know what y'all.
This nigga's a super slut.
I promise.
They just spent a bunch of money on Black Friday for the holidays.
I promise my girlfriend a Birkin, bro. I promise my girlfriend a Birkin. Oh,
GG.
Sell your watch.
Ludwig transfers over to YouTube Gaming. Don't know who that is, but I've always been telling y'all YouTube streaming is the fucking way to go. Don't know what to tell you there.
What's this face for?
Ludwig?
Ludwig?
Who the fuck is that?
I just know the name.
I know the name.
The same way I know XQC, like I know Ludwig.
And
is,
he switched
like,
to YouTube and
Yo,
put the camera on me. Put the camera on me real quick. Put the camera real quick. Yo, where do tighten up, bro? What the fuck is that? Tighten up. What is that topic?
What do you mean?
Bro?
Oh fuck.
What is that? Who cares?
Nigga said that's a
that's literally
topic.
One of the biggest streamers on Twitch. That's why it's big news. It's actually really, really big news. At least you know.
So real shit. Sage, you care?
I only care because it might affect what I do. And oh my shit. Outside of that, I don't care about this conversation.
It don't affect what you do. First of all, hold on. It don't affect what you do, Sage. But we've been telling you to get on fucking YouTube.
Y'all have.
It don't affect what you do.
It's a scary transition,
it's
bro.
Not, it's not. It,
look how fast we
bruh,
did it.
Bro, if I come
since
out
you want to record videos, that's a scary transition for me.
Bro, but that's you. Like if I go on this bitch and I do one of my little nuzlocks on a YouTube channel, that shit, man, I ain't got time to see
nigga,
that.
None
shit.
Of this shit is scary, bro. This is just fake life. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Fake life.
As content creators, none of this shit matters.
In. They're coming in.
So I Wesley Way, I hear that NIL deals are reportedly in millions for some SEC players, and I think that was Damo's thing when we talked about paying athletes like a minute ago. Yeah, the top names are going to get, you know what I'm saying, like big pay. But what are the lower level people do? And I'm not, no knock to her. Paige is a big name. Paige is a women's basketball player, though. And she doesn't, well, she does go to UConn. I take that back. But I want to know the difference between the Alabama athletes, the LSU athletes, the Georgia athletes that are making, you know, millions of dollars because they're about to be a number one or top five draft pick next year versus Paige, who has to sit in college for the next 3 years. And she plays women's basketball. That's what I got.
Should there be a women's G League if for no other reason than to circumvent the women's college basketball shadow realm and improve the league? At least for me, the short answer is they don't have the budget to, I feel like, to have a whole ass under league.
But, I feel like it's that. Oh, go ahead.
I'm about to say they don't even got enough money to pay their professionals adequate amount of money to fund a league like that. Like, the NBA is, they're funded enough to be able to run it. Like, G League players get paid. Like, the best G League player is getting paid what WNBA players are making. Like, that's not a.
When did the G League start? Oh, damn. They coming like, in.
Mid-2000s, I want to say.
Coming in hot. Coming in hot. Zenny B says, how do you guys feel about
this? Slow down, twin. Okay. We're gonna get here. Go back to the G League question, and we're gonna answer PJ. But I will say this: they probably need more teams. CMB, I'm gonna be very, very loose about this, but I think like maybe 2 years ago, a lot of players stepped out of the league because there just weren't enough roster spots, and new talent came in. Not that they were bad; it was just there weren't a lot of roster spots, so people like organizations had to make tough decisions. There's been talks about just time for expansion, and it probably is that time. I would want to look at like year 25 in the NBA, how many teams they had and where did they go, type situation.
I'm not going to lie to you. To be completely honest, the only way the women's game is going to take that a crazy major leap forward is if the NBA just says fuck taking a loss right now. It's about pushing the game and put a massive amount of movement behind it. Because that's what's really going to take. It's still going to take a bunch of growth to get the WNBA to what they feel it should be. Like, if it's adequate with what the men's is doing, or even similar to that at some level. Like, the NBA is just... Go ahead.
I was going to say, they should have started the WNBA earlier. I wholeheartedly feel that way. If they would have started it, like, somewhere in the 90s. Somewhere in the 90s, 91 or something like that, when Michael really started peaking or whatever, when his ascension was, I feel like we would be in a different situation now.
Yeah, that's just a matter of the
years.
Yeah, that's the development of how society was, though. Like, let's keep it stacked. Society in the 90s, man. You think the jokes about the WNBA are crazy now? Hell
no. Same with the 80s, and maybe they could have started off with, I don't know, four teams. I don't know. There's a lot of ways. Like, I feel like Dom
League.
I don't know. At this point, they're at the point where there are too many good players. And it's having people like having to force out and make hard decisions and rotate some of these players that still have the ability to play the game. It's just there aren't enough spots. So imagine if there were, I don't know, 8 teams in the NBA or 16 teams in the NBA, somebody just wouldn't have a spot. Like, I don't know what Miles Bridges would do. I'm trying to think of somebody that's good enough to be on, you know, who's like really good. Just these good players just wouldn't have places to go. And it's not because you're not good enough to play NBA basketball. It's just because you just don't have a place to go.
No, they would just be in these other, so there's a lot of other basketball associations. They'll be in the BBL. They'll be in the EuroLeague. They'll be in the African League Jake Hole played in that I didn't even know was a thing, but it's a thing. The Turkish League, the Argentine, like the Philippine basketball league, the PBA. Shout out KJ McDaniels was down there tearing it up a couple years ago. There's a lot of places players can go.
But the problem is that buries, and I specifically about the women, and this is comments that I've heard, that buries like those players overseas. So is the answer to start a new women's league, like an ABA type situation? Yeah, we're definitely going to take losses on it, but it's about the advancement of the game, kind of like you were saying.
All right, moving on. Let's go back to PJ's real quick. Favorite anime TV show out right now. JoJo going off right now. I haven't really been watching anime.
Yeah, I'm about to say, I haven't watched anything.
Let's keep it a buck. The podcast, I don't tell you.
Dorohedoro. Yeah, that's my favorite anime right now. Dorohedoro. And favorite TV show out, True Story, Kevin Hart. That shit is actually pretty fucking good.
Is it?
Yes, really? Bro. That shit's really good. Listen, him and Wesley Snipes did a really good fucking job.
All right. Next super chat. Zenny B says, how do you guys feel about dislikes being removed from YouTube? I personally think it's stupid that YouTube removed dislikes. It was just an unnecessary move, I feel like. It really was.
It benefited that one thing. It was something about this, some video that they drop annually and nobody ever likes it. And
the YouTube
The wrap up.
Yeah. It's about YouTube rewind.
They were saying that, Sage, and they were saying about the political shit. All the political.
Because every video ABC puts out is 20% dislike. 20% dislike.
Yeah, and then it's always always about the pandemic. So yeah. you already know about that. So I think that's what that was for. That was not for smaller. Anyone is a fool if you think that was about smaller creators not getting discouraged, doing better. That's bullshit. It was about that. It sucks that you can't. For me, at least, the biggest hit to me, and even about my channel, when I'm trying to look up how to figure out something, how to cook something. However, now I'm just.
You gotta go through the comments. You better fucking watch it.
And they can turn the comments off, and it's now I have to look for the comments being off as a red flag. People trying to milk it, so it's like 8 minutes for something you could have told me in 30 seconds. Man, nah, that removing the dislike fucking sucks.
I'll give you an example this week. Look, y'all know I'm a computer science major out here. I had an assignment to do, and our professor literally told us to look up tutorials on certain shit on YouTube. And at the time, the dislikes for me were still turned on, at least on my account. So it was pretty easy for us to figure out which videos are good, which videos are bad. But if that feature wasn't turned on, and me and my partner were dead ass talking about this, like, yo, we wouldn't know what a good tutorial is, what a bad tutorial is. And I think it's kind of ignorant for YouTube to do that, because the difference between YouTube and, like, Instagram and a TikTok and even a Twitter, where there isn't a dislike button, is the fact that it's a search engine. Like, people go on YouTube to search certain shit. On Twitter, that's not the case. On TikTok, there's literally just a For You page. Instagram, you can search up what accounts and hashtags. Facebook is a little different. But even then, Facebook does have a dislike button. Like, out of all of the reactions you can put, pretty sure a dislike or like an anger emote or whatever it is, That's an option that they give out. So I think, you know, this is more so. I feel like there's a bigger reason for this that they're just not telling us, and it probably has to do with, like, you know, their deals with the ABCs and the Fox Newses of the world that they just can't say.
I would almost relate that to, like, for anybody that's in school out there, if Chegg removed dislikes.
Yep.
If Chegg removed dislikes, like, we would all be screwed. We would dead ass be submitting shit with the assumption that it's good because it's on there. The Trib says, I think it's dumb to leave a dislike if you know going in you won't like the video. That's some weird hate watch BS. The dislike serve no purpose. I agree with you. I can't speak for those people, because the information on some of those ABC videos would be like positive things to do during the pandemic. And the video would be something like, you know, oh, COVID's got you down. You know, I know we're supposed to be distancing, but you can go outside for a walk, read a book, start on that project or whatever. And this would be on ABC's page. And then it would be a dislike and a bunch of dislikes and a bunch of different people on the different sides of the fence. Oh my gosh, they got us trapped inside for no reason. That information wasn't bad. Nothing about the video was bad. It's just the fact that it had something to do with what I disliked or I had strong feelings towards. So I agree. But like B-Soul said, the ability to not see dislikes and decipher what's good information and bad information via videos, like, that's horrible.
But also to say it's like for the creator's mental health, and then you still give us the option to look at the dislikes in Creator Studio. I mean, that defeats the whole purpose. Like, if it's a for the creator move, and I can still go on Creator Studio, which every, you know, serious every serious YouTuber, like, does damn near, like, on an hourly basis, on a daily basis at the very least, is checking their stats. Bro, that's cap. That's cap at the end of the day.
I think he's just trolling. I ain't gonna lie, I don't know how you agree with something. I think he's just trolling, and like the other super chats are kind of confirming to me that he was trolling, because it's like, that's not even how you use YouTube. You don't go into a video premeditarily not liking it.
Like, some of them do, though, Sage. Some of them do.
And that's fine, because I, trust me, I've witnessed people that have noties on for dislikes, so I understand that. But that's such a rare breed of people compared to the overwhelming majority of people that like and dislike, depending on if they like or dislike a video outside of simply supporting who they're subscribing to, meaning they like the video. And the other super chats just confirmed you're just trolling. So yeah, I disagree with that 100%.
All right, let's go back to the WNBA conversation a little bit, because the next two super chats are about that. Anthony Bob says they should have started when Cheryl Miller was dropping 105 on girls' heads. To be honest,
yeah, I was about to say Omar is right. If they would have started it, I was thinking in the 80s because Cheryl Miller was killing the game when she was playing, and she would have been able to come out, and then in the early 90s, you would have had a star to at least have somebody to watch. And she was the best. She was arguably one of the best basketball players on the planet, like boy or girl. She was whooping ass. Like, Reggie Miller's trash because he's not the best Miller in his family, bro. Like, Cheryl Miller was a deviant.
$20 super chat. Bringing Paige up to the WNBA would just be a good move overall for the league itself. They don't have to go as hard at pushing her because she has already made a platform for herself. Growth is growth at this point. I've made that point 3 years ago. I have a video on my channel about the WNBA. The thing I feel like the WNBA is missing is that, like, Michael Jordan figure. A Steph Curry figure. Like,
They don't have a face.
Yeah, they don't have a face right now. And Paige deadass has the potential to be that. So the fact that she has to, Omar, how many years does she have to be in college?
I think it's like 3, to be honest with you.
Yeah, so for the next 3 years, she's not in the WNBA. And who knows what can happen in these next 3 years, knock on wood, but she can still get injured. And she might not even ever be in the WNBA. That's such a risk, and that's such a L for the WNBA as a whole. Because I think for Ben Simmons, that was a big reason. And, you know, just in the NBA, a big reason why they don't, one and dones are, you know, even that is, there's such a big pushback on that is because, yo, what if in that 1 year they can get injured?
And I'll, to add on to that point, I'll say, like, there have definitely been players who I think could, who were definitely the face of the WNBA and who I think could have been bigger at the time or whatever the case may be. But ultimately, it might get a little as perception sexist, what I'm about to say. But ultimately, when you make them wait 3 years in the league, that's becomes an older woman or whatever the case may be. And then life, society, and all these other standards. I heard so many women talk on the Knuckleheads podcast. Oh, Damo, the Knuckleheads podcast is back, by the way. But yeah, Darius is out of jail.
I gotta check that out. Hold on.
They're talking to Kevin Durant, but Darius is out of jail. Yeah, I know. But anyway, listening to like some women on there, the thing that really changed like their athletic ability and things like that was having a baby. And some of their concerns were like mid-20s. Damn, I should probably start a family type shit. And not saying like nothing wrong with that, but that's just the things that women face. So when you take a Lisa Leslie, Candace Parker, who are like have the ability to dunk, all these things that men are like supposedly fiending for when it comes to basketball, place them in their middle of their careers and then make them decide 1 year in, 2 year in, 3 years in, all right, do you want to start a family now or do you want to continue basketball approaching your 30s? What do you want to do? That's dumb. They have never capitalized on like when Tennessee was a very, very dominant women's organization and had some star names allowing them to go to the league. That's dumb. Right now they're missing it with Paige and what's her name? Kelly Von Lather, whatever her name is. That's dumb. Even when like Diana Taurasi and Maya Moore were in the league or are in the league and they were at the peak of their powers, still with some of the stuff they did with the schemes and everything like that. I know there were other marketing issues, but they've never capitalized on what they've had. And they've had some really great things. The WNBA is just, again, I don't have too many problems. It's a 25-year-old league. I get it. But some of this stuff is just dumb. And they're also in cities that, I mean, there's cities that are dying for basketball, and I don't understand why they don't tap into those markets and just expand a little bit. Just a little bit. Now, we're not asking for a lot. Just a little bit.
All right. I mean, we're hour 14 in. I think we can do the Q&A now.
Go ahead, Sage. The 76ers just had one of the worst last possessions I've seen in a long time.
Oh, again?
Man, they inbound to Tobias. Al Horford's on him. He not post up, but like he protecting the ball with his fucking back. It was ugly as hell. Then he switch hands. That kills like 10 seconds. He runs to the right wing. Passes to, I think that's Korkmaz. And he shoots a three. Joel Embiid doesn't even have any involvement in the play whatsoever. Tobias Harris ball dominates. And it's a bad three to the point where Robert Williams smacked the shit out of that shot. It was a horrible possession.
That's crazy.
Horrible.
I think against Minnesota, like Joel Embiid had a chance to, I don't know if it was tied to win, but Seth Curry was wide open.
Seth didn't get a look either. Ugly, man. That's why I was cringing when you were talking. I hope you didn't think I'm talking about you. Hmm. I was cringing at how bad that possession was.
I thought you were looking at like Super Chat or some shit.
I don't fuck about no damn super chat. I told y'all bro was trolling.
All right, let me read the super chat and we can bring up guests. The reason YouTube removed the dislikes is because they probably don't want to discourage viewership so they can have you on the platform longer.
You're a zombie. you're a zombie.
Yeah, that's not it.
You fell for it.
Bro, literally, there's so many hours are spent every fucking hour on YouTube. That they're like, all right, the next step,
yeah,
is removing dislikes. Nah. They already have a chokehold on the fucking watch time, game.
That's under the assumption that YouTube actually cares about its creators in that way too. They don't, bro.
Right. Thank you for saying that.
They don't.
Right. So now I'm not gonna say nothing. I was gonna say, do you understand that they don't give a fuck about it? Like, do you understand that shit, boy?
All right, let's bring up a.
Yo, Boogie just gave the Bucks the lead against the fucking Hornets three, bro. Shout out Boogie. Big Boogie's
Kelly Ray having a night.
Not a big dick Boog.
What is Dre doing? Yo, what is your question?
What the fuck? Omar, you just said something about basketball. You said something about...
Dre. I DM'd you about a thumbnail earlier today and you didn't answer.
Omar, today has been horrible.
But you have enough time to come up here and ask me a question?
Omar, yes, you said bro. Something I'm, about basketball.
I'm literally doing it right now.
So you want me to drop it like 11 o'clock at night, bro?
Oh, you was trying to drop today? Why you ain't tell me that?
Niggas is frauds. Ask
gaslighting. Crazy. Wow,
you didn't even tell me when you wanted to drop. Anyway,
take them
bro.
Fake ass middle of the mall glasses off, nigga. All
right, bro.
Whose jeans were those last night on stream?
Huh?
You don't want to talk about it.
Nah, ask the question.
Bro, who jeans was on your bed, bro?
You got 3 seconds to ask a question. I'm dead ass.
I'm trying to ask the question, bro. Omar, you just saying something about the cities that they playing in. What was that? Are you saying like they don't need to be in big cities?
No, I feel like they're missing some target markets that are like demanding basketball. I will say, at least in like Atlanta, they switched arenas, which is good. They have taken over the G League arena, the G League arena. And I feel like that creates a better watch experience. It created a better overall experience and it has incentivized people to go to the games. But there's a lot of cities that they need to tap into that just don't have basketball teams. Ultimately, they need more teams so they can have more players. They can release lower that fucking age limit shit. And then we could just have more players and more development and shit like that.
No. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Oakland and Cali, they trying to look for other teams. But I just needed that because I'm doing research right now.
I'm about to say you're doing research right now.
Not right now.
But I guess I won't get this done. I guess I won't get this done. That's crazy. Get them.
Oh yeah. We up
big
here.
Big dick flair.
Gotta leave the door open or some shit.
Why do you have a professional mic, bro?
Why not?
Let's talk about the magic, baby.
I know your neck hurt looking up at them screens.
Oh man, that's
let's talk
sentence.
About the magic.
Oh my god, forward, he's bro. The magic I fan. Magic
stock. I bought my magic stock already. Yeah, why not?
You ever see all
right, what do you want to talk about?
You ever see a pod lose half his viewers? Fuck. Let's talk about
this. You can't hear us?
See, the shit isn't funny. Wait. I'm going to have to pull the stream back up.
Biso's kicking.
You're going to have to wait a second.
Get somebody else in here.
You might want to just know it.
You're going to have to wait a second. How about that?
Hold on. Oh, you are. Yeah.
Your moment was too bright.
Snake?
And his moment, darkest.
Yeah. He joined in as Snake.
Oh, shit.
Looking like a villain, an actual villain. What's good, man? So I got a question, guys. Damn, y'all really sold me? Come on, man.
Snitch ass, bitch ass. What up, bro?
I got a simple question. Do you think 6ix9ine was justified on like snitching on his crew? Because like if you're in that position and like your main boss is kind of like fucking your wife and doing what he did, like, what would you snitch? Do you think he was justified in doing that?
You ain't asked me that, bro.
It's just an honest question. It's an honest question because a lot of people in that position would do the same thing.
Your main boss is who?
I think.
I know what you're doing. Who's your main boss?
No, I'm talking about 6ix9ine, nigga. I'm talking about 6ix9ine.
Why are you doing this?
I forgot his name. Chat. Y'all remember his name? Y'all know who I'm talking about, right?
This is the worst.
Bro.
Oh, my God, bro.
Do y'all think you're a horrible person?
You're a horrible person.
I don't know what you're trying to do right now. What did I do, nigga? It's an honest question. I'm dead ass, bro.
This dude is a villain. You see him? He's a straight villain.
What do you want us to say? Yeah, he was justified. You're right.
But you don't give me an honest answer, bro. Come on now. If you were in that position, not to say that you would get yourself in that position, would you snitch on your whole crew like that?
Yep, that's exactly what I would
do. I wouldn't do what you did. Okay. I'll tell you that. All right.
Now the real thing is that I gotta say before we get you up out of here, I ain't gonna lie. Six nine snitching wasn't as bad as what you did. Get him up out of here.
Oh my God.
No cap. We can have that conversation. He's right.
Oh my God.
Alexandra.
No. That's right, different. Oh my God.
Snitches. Damo, you come back. I don't know what that nigga was doing. That's B Souls, man. No cap.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah. We back. I can finally hear. So let's talk about Orlando. Let's talk about these boys up here. Hold on. Let's talk about these boys right here. Greatest team in the fucking East. No debate. I don't care what anyone has to say. Omar, I don't like your face. Don't look like that when I talk about the best team in the East. Fuck a Kevin Durant. Fuck a Trayvon Young.
How much from Shane's cost?
They're 14th in the East. They are 14th.
We're like 3 weeks into the season. Season's not even over.
3 weeks?
Hey, when the season's over... playing team for sure, but now when we
he just said they're the best team.
Hey, the best is subjective.
You got it, bro. What's your piece? Yo, clean your room. No cap. Go ahead.
All right. No fucking. This nigga got the lotion next to his pillow with a water bottle. This nigga had a halftime report on his motherfucking jerk session.
Stop counting the syllables, nigga.
Nigga was smacking his chicken and then said, "Hold on, I need a water break." Like, shut your ugly ass up.
Yo, look at the positioning on that lotion bottle, bro. You know what he was doing.
This is the type of, and he got them glasses on. He the type of nigga that like a candle.
He got that long ass headband.
He light a candle. Headband. Oh my this God. Nigga got a North Face. I'm done.
Niggas really bought it.
You ain't got no t-shirt on. You are wow.
Hey, Omar. When we see the Hawks in the playoffs, just know Trayvon is not winning the game. Just know that. Simple.
My boy.
From Buffalo Wild Wings? What's the question?
What's the question? Oh, the question? Let's talk about why Nikola Jokic isn't going to be MVP. Why do you keep sounding the syllables? It's a bad habit.
This nigga is an advisor in high school. 1,000,000%. Guys, quiet down. Nigga still talking. Quiet down. Nigga still talking.
Oh, this nigga.
1, 2, 3, eyes on me.
When my hand goes up.
Yellow card. Yellow card. Quiet down, guys. Yellow card.
And when you lean back, you look like Ray Charles, bro. What are you doing?
Hey, no.
You've been doing this.
What
the
is the question?
I don't.
You said something about Jokic. His shit freezer is me.
He's out here losing to the losing to the Magic. He's not an MVP candidate. That's all I gotta say. That's all I got.
You're right. He's not an MVP candidate as of right now.
At best, he's sixth, right behind AD. But
that's fine.
Okay.
Behind AD is crazy.
Behind AD is kind of crazy. I ain't gonna lie.
It's crazy, but it's fine.
I don't know what you want us to say. What do you want us to say?
Bro, congrats. Before me, I got AD above him.
Okay. Word.
Bro, congratulations. Y'all got Franz Wagner. Good job, bro.
Him and Cole.
But I've been telling people about Cole World, though.
I already know. It's Omar we got to convince. We got to convince Omar that Cole Anthony is the next coming of Gilbert Arenas.
He's pointing at me, too.
You don't have to convince me. Listen, you don't have to convince me of anything. Y'all have five wins, bro.
They're 5-18. 5-18 energy.
5-18 energy.
I ain't gonna lie. Let me ask you this. Be honest. How old are you?
I'm 20.
You're 20. How does it feel that you will never see your team be relevant ever again? Stop taking stuff off.
We're gonna win the NBA championship.
Yo, he's doing it again.
I'm not gonna show my hands this time.
It's
a mix up, chat. Like, you don't understand. You understand what I'm capable of, nigga. See, I ain't do nothing, nigga.
We're gonna win a championship. Like, what the
fuck? We're gonna win a championship before Boston wins one, before the Lakers win another one, and before the Hawks win one. And that's 100% facts.
Yeah, you said another one. You can't. When was another the last one? One?
I don't like how he said that's 100% facts. He said it like, and that's the T. And that's the T, sis. What?
And that's that on that.
I'm coming with the advanced stats to prove my future predictions.
I know your neck hurts because you've been looking up this whole time.
up there? I'm being so serious. Based off that room, it's probably a big ass spider.
You look like you got a big head TV in your living room. You got one of them big TVs.
You have such a do you stream
everywhere?
Do you stream? No.
No, but I should. Shouldn't I? You know.
Yes.
You should. That's your setup.
What do you do with this setup?
I make beats. My beats are shit.
Okay.
You're that guy.
Yeah. 808.
Yeah, your beats are shit. I ain't gonna lie.
He said, "Oh yeah, your beats are shit."
No, we were in the space. He was like, "Yeah, this shit is ass."
if I know my shit is ass, I can live with it.
Hey, but I saw I'm the working. Progression though. I'm like working. on that third beat, it got better. No, I see it.
Lisa, get him out of here. Get his big ass head bang out of here.
Peace out, bro.
At least he do something with it. Cool.
Oh man.
All right, Zay, he's frozen. Yo, he just froze.
Oh, damn. Yo.
Hold on.
Release. That would be a fire for work.
We hear you. What up?
What's going on?
Yo, how's everyone's day? You chilling? Y'all chilling?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
All right. My question. What's the craziest high school, what's the craziest story you had in high school? Because I was just talking with my brodies, and we just been, reminiscing about high school and shit. So I was, just asking y'all if y'all have any, crazy-ass high school experience.
Hey, real quick, show us that Jerry curl that you got, though. pull the camera out and see the Jerry curl.
What you mean, bro? I got drugs.
You got dreads? Okay, I couldn't see. Okay.
He's in a Jerry curl.
It looked like a Jerry curl. It looked like a Jerry curl.
You are the worst nigga of all time.
I wanted to see it. I don't think I have any.
Who has a Jerry curl in 2021?
That's what I was asking. You know what? Oh, go ahead, Domino.
I'm about to say my wildest story that's not on YouTube from high school will probably be me getting dunked on by this nigga that's in the NBA. Is Cam in the NBA? I think he signed still. Cam Oliver? I think Cam Oliver is still in the NBA. I don't know. He might be back in the G League. I don't know. But I got dunked on by a nigga that plays pro ball in high school.
I ain't gonna lie. Like, I would be flexing. I ain't gonna lie. You say you got dunked on by an NBA nigga?
You would be flexing that?
Yeah, nigga, the fuck? This is an NBA no pussy. Player, nigga. It ain't a regular nigga, bro. It's an NBA player in the league, bro.
My crazy story from high school is two of them. One time, this girl got caught giving somebody else, like, giving piercings outside during lunch. She deadass had a long-ass needle. It was, like, this long. And she was just giving out, like, belly button piercings and other piercings like that for lunch, during lunchtime. Hella unsanitary, just disgusting. But the craziest one is there was this dude who, I guess he had bad parents or whatever the case may be, killed both of his parents and then came to school like nothing was wrong. And they picked him up in fourth period. Like, the police came and picked him up in fourth period. And, you know, he got charged with murder.
What the hell?
Oh. No.
Damn. Dad.
All right. Damn. Taking a left, I think someone got caught jacking off in class one time.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. We got that too.
As well.
Man, it's both involved. Both involve a security guard. I took that nigga chicken minis one time, and he chased me all the way outside to the football field, and then I had thrown that shit on the ground. So it was a snow day, because I was just being a nigga. It was a snow day. So he damn near had me do the little jump where you, like, going across the football field with the little machine. Slim, he kicked me off that bitch 2 minutes, and I was about to draw the fattest penis on the logo, dog. I was about to draw that motherfucker crazy. He saw me go in the circle. He said, get off. Get off. And then same nigga. That's my dog now, by the way. He fucked with me if I pulled up to high school. I was late for class. He was trying to give me the hall suite. I took that nigga ankles in the hallway. He started chasing me up the stairs or whatever. So I just walked out. I said, fuck that shit. I went up the stairs, went up the different side of steps, and I walked out the building. This motherfucker on my life, see his ass on the ceiling. See his ass on the ceiling. On my life. Yo, if you ever see a nigga named Tidwell, he's built different. And the nigga named Tidwell from the school I went to, he's built different, bro. Trust.
Why does it sound like a story off of the game Bully? Why did you live a bully lifestyle in high school?
It was fun. Well, so you're telling me you just had fourth lunch. There's like a good 40 minutes of school left, because the last 20 minutes of school ain't school. So it's a good 40 minutes of school left. Sage. You going to class? Sage. I wasn't going to class.
Sage.
My history teacher knew not to.
I was either hooping, or I was not in school. I was cutting.
I was like, Miss Thompson. I forgot her name. I don't want to lie about her name, but, like, fuck it. I would just call her Thompson. I was like, Miss Thompson. Just let me know in the quiz. just let me know when the quiz is here. Like, I just ate. I'm going to sleep. I'm sleeping in your class. And if I'm not sleeping in your class, I'm sleeping in my bed. It's as simple as that. Hey, man. Both times ran away from security guards. There was another time where we had a Vegas rules thing where, like, we was in ninth grade, so we weren't actually, like, fucking and shit, but niggas were just being freaky as fuck in a silent room in a library. That happened too, but that's about it.
Y'all are horny.
Your mind if I tell your mind.
Yeah, I got a lot of high school stories, nigga.
Go ahead, Zay.
Nah, I'm chilling.
All right, so boom. It was freshman year. Yeah, it was freshman year. So it was like around 5 years ago, because I'm like 2-3 years out of high school. So this was in my living environment class, and it was mostly Caucasian students. So, like, you know, it wasn't crazy ass school, but, like, you know, it wasn't like typical type shit. So, but niggas had a dumbass rule to where people couldn't use the bathroom during first period, because their whole excuse was, oh, if you needed to use the bathroom, then you should have done it when you left the crib, feel me? Which is dumb in itself. So I came into class having basically needed the urge, you know, take a fat one, feel me? I had to take a shit. So
yeah,
I was asking my teacher, I was like, hey, can I use the bathroom real quick? And she was, I ain't gonna lie, she wasn't one of those teachers where she was, like, a pain in the ass. She was chill with me. She kept it on the low. She was like, I can't take you out to the bathroom. I'm sorry. Just, like, miss, I need to go. If not, something ain't gonna be good. feel me? So she was like, nah, I can't let you go. It's first period. The bathrooms are locked. I'm like, nah, it's bullshit. So I just kept it waiting. I'm just, because usually what they do, as well as that, during like each different type, like each periods, like specific bathrooms, like specific bathrooms on each floor would be unlocked. So like, let's say for example, like second floor, I mean like second period, like the third floor bathroom and like the first floor bathroom would be open and so on and so forth. Feel me? So I basically had to wait till second period, and like coincidentally enough, my second period class was literally next door of the class of my first period class, and the bathroom was literally across the fucking hallway. Keep that in mind, feel me? So I asked my second period teacher, I'm like, hey, can I use the bathroom? She's like, nah, you gotta wait 5 minutes. I'm like, yo, you dead ass? Cause I'm like, this shit, cause I ain't gonna lie, like my bowels died. So like, I really had to go. And I'm waiting. My legs are shaking. I had to go. I'm dead ass sweating. Next thing you know, she's like, all right, go. I tried to open the bathroom door. That shit was locked. And this is like a month into my freshman year. So like, I didn't know what the fuck to do. But like, long story short, I basically shit on myself in the hallway. And niggas was, and there was a teacher in the hallway. It was like,
damn.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. But like, nah, I'm saying it because there was like,
he came up here and was like, yeah, I really need to tell this story.
Nah.
He went out of his way. He could have, yo, cool story, guys. He said, yo, you mind if I tell this one?
You mind if I tell you the time that I shat myself?
He said this with pride, bro. What the
did it trickle down your leg?
This so, man is asking follow-up questions, bro.
Hey, R.L. Broly, if he know who Tidwell is, because he spelled his name right. If he know who Tidwell is, bro, I'm not Kevin Tidwell's alive, nigga. Sorry. Go ahead.
Nah, I just wanted to tell y'all niggas that, because that shit was wild.
Why?
Me,
like, all right, appreciate the question.
All right, bro.
All I'm going to say is you ain't had that bond with your nurse, boy. You tripping.
He just got there. Get him out of here. Yeah, let's get tripping. Like one more. That's wild.
All right, last one.
What's good? What's good?
Is that beans? Oh, no, that's a quart. I'm tripping hella hard.
What's up, family?
Twin.
Is it cool if I throw in my high school story?
Stop, Cruz. Stop.
Is that okay ahead, with
Cruz.
Y'all?
Go ahead, Cruz.
All right. So senior year. You know what I'm saying? Big dog on campus. Roof. That's me. Big dog. And this actually, it also started... It took place around the time where I started taking Xanax. Just to preface this story, so this is a Xanax story. Okay. Our rival high school just made the news for the assistant principal was fucking the starting quarterback on their football team, high school. Illegal. When we played them in football, like I said, this was a Xanax football game. I'm Xanaxed out, you know, barred out. So I painted up for the game, and I wrote her name on my chest with a heart. Right, the assistant principal that had fucked the students was on my chest with a heart. And I went, and this is at their stadium. So I went inside, and I thought that. So I went inside and I had thought that I thought it was just like friends taking pictures of me, so I started posing, blah blah blah, you know what I'm saying? I started hitting with that, hit him with one of these. Turns out that was the district office taking pictures of me so they could have evidence of me having her name on my chest.
Imagine posing for your mugshot.
Yeah, I never got these pictures, which I was pissed about. That's just one of mine. That's just a high school story of mine. I thought that it would fit well.
I almost thought we
I know a nigga just like him. That's the worst part.
He lost me. He lost me at illegal.
Yeah. Illegal was illegal was crazy.
I mean, it is.
That's, you know, it's crazy. I don't even think that's why he was requesting up. That's just the wild thing is. But
that was a free cruise story, bro.
I got plenty, man.
I don't.
I've lived quite an interesting life, I think.
My stomach hurts. How are
you, brother? I'm proud of you.
My stomach.
Good job, bro. Holy hurts, shit.
Bro.
Oh, I mean, that wasn't, hey, that wasn't like, hey, you guys, look how badass. I was just, you know, a high school story. Whatever.
Whatever. Something like
that. So my
light.
Question to you is, what's the most illegal, what's the most illegal thing you've ever done?
Stick out of here.
Yo, do the Dougie real quick. At least do the Dougie. Two-time Dougie champ.
Yo, we have to get cool.
What's news gonna be done? They're coming at the end. They're gonna find that mystery. This gonna be done. They're coming at the end. What's this gonna be?
It was an Arby's cup in the back, bro.
Yeah, you see the Arby's in the back? What's up with these?
Look at him, 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 look at him.
Oh,
oh my god.
Oh my god.
Yo, bro.
The endings of these pods are getting like becoming the climax.
Let me tell y'all something right now. Next Q&A, we doing a sweep of the room. If your room is not clean, you can't ask us a question. All right. And can't be no Arby's cups in the back.
Nah.
First of all, nah, nigga, you sat on this goddamn stream and ate
come
a
on, bro,
great
come
fucking
on, bro, come
sandwich.
On.
That is a cardinal sin. I ain't gonna lie.
Come on,
that
bro.
Was
all, if that ain't the part of the kettle black, you this nigga talk about some Arby's cup. You ate a gray roast beef sandwich on this fucking pod. Talk about some egg and your girl like you like what the fuck?
I ain't never seen the nigga move the bread and the meat move. Like that nigga picked up his sandwich and the meat is like a fucking ocean.
You know what's funny, Dabo? Because Cruz could have dead ass just got a drink. I can't say nothing. I was eating a sandwich on the stream.
Jesus Christ. Eating a nasty patty on stream. Talking about Cruz. Disgusting.
Oh my god. Okay. Let's get up out of here. We've taken enough of their time this week. That shit had me so weak. Say goodbye to the people, bro. All
right, people. I'm going to fuck with y'all.
Damo, say goodbye to the people.
Bye, people.
B-So, say goodbye to the people.
Peace out, y'all. Jesus Christ. Peace out. Peace out, y'all.
Yo, live is so funny. Yo, end this shit. Live is so funny.